This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is still adding jobs despite fears of a looming recession. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Colorado's unemployment rate was 3.5% in November, compared with 3.6% the previous month, according to government data. The state added 4,300 non-farm jobs. Even so, the leisure and hospitality sector, which was one of the biggest gainers as the state recovered jobs lost during the early days of the pandemic, lost 2,600 jobs in November. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A worker strike at a meat plant in Denver has been averted. CPR's Matt Bloom reports employees and the company reached an agreement on a new contract.
More than 200 workers at the pork and beef plant owned by JBS will get safer working conditions and raises. Many employees should expect between $4 and $6 more an hour as part of the agreement. A strike could have led to supply issues at many Colorado grocery stores, and the union and company both said they were pleased the walkout was avoided. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A public park where people can practice backcountry safety skills is open for the season, CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
For people who love exploring the backcountry in winter, wearing an avalanche beacon is essential, as is being able to find one buried in snow. Outside of Minturn, the Avalanche Beacon Training Park has 8 buried transmitters that the public can practice finding. The park is a short climb from the Mountain Meadow Trailhead next to the Eagle Holy Cross Ranger District. It's free and open daily. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A Colorado woman has been arrested for allegedly participating in the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year. Rebecca Lavrence faces charges, including disorderly conduct. She was advised of the charges against her Monday in Denver. Criminal charges are recommended against some very high-profile alleged participants in the riot on January 6th. That's from the Congressional Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. And that is next here on Morning Edition. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.